والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاصدع بما تؤمر وأعرض عن المشركين. وقال تبارك وتعالى: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله، على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني، وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. صدق الله العظيم. Listen, dear brothers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us the most beautiful deen, complete, a perfect deen. The deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is most perfect, no flaws, no blemishes, the most beautiful way of life, the most perfect way of life. Allah has perfected our deen. Allah has made it easy for us. It is for us to learn our deen, the beauty of our deen, so we can connect to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So during the days of Hajj, Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat also, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Our Creator is saying that today I have completed you, perfected your deen. I have completed the deen, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Allah calls his deen his ni'mat, is a bounty from Allah. When Allah Ta'ala gives a bounty, then we make shukr. We appreciate the bounty of Allah. We adopt the bounty of Allah. We take it to our heart. We take it within our homes. We share it with our family. So Allah says, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. It's my bounty, I perfected it, completed it. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah says that I'm happy for you, that Islam is your deen. Deena, we translate as a way of life. We don't say deen is a religion. When you say religion nowadays, religion refers to, as we find commonly, it's confined to a place and time. A Sabbath, or a Sunday, a church, synagogue, temple. Today is prayer day. Today is temple day. For a Muslim, every day is ibadat. And for him, ibadat is enjoyable. For a believer, ibadat to worship Allah is enjoyable. It's not a burden. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned that person whose ibadat and obedience to Allah makes him happy, and sinning makes him sad. فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ. He has iman in his heart. He's happy to obey Allah. One thought, ulama say, that should come to mind, when muraqabah, meditation in salah. When a person comes up from ruku and is going down upon his knees and putting his head down to his supreme creator. His supreme creator is a real master. So they say when a person goes down into sajda, he should say to himself, to his heart and to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm happy to come down. I'm happy to put my head down to you and nobody else. He should come with joy. Then see that sajda, how he'll enjoy himself. I'm not coming as a burden. Ya Allah, I enjoy putting my head down to you and nobody else. This head only belongs to you and no one else. To no fashion, to no star, to no celebrity. Ya Allah, this head, this mind, this heart, this body only belongs to you. You are the engineer. You are the creator. You did the wiring of the brain. You did the plumbing. You did everything for me. You are everything to me. The womb of the mother, it was only Allah. No one else. Allah was the designer, complete. Whether we use terms like architect or designer, engineer, Allah is everything to me. If Allah Ta'ala wants, He can tighten the screw. Who can tweak it? Allah can let it loose also. Who can put it right? It's only Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you. The head belongs to you. That to Allah Ta'ala says, put it down to me, and for that too I will reward you. Make dua to me. Not only I will give you what you want, but I'll pay you for asking also. I will reward you for asking also. Because if you don't ask, I get upset. Where will I get a friend in this world? Where we go for a loan, give me 100,000. He said, I'm so happy you came to ask me. I'll give you 200,000. Subhanallah. Allah says, you ask me, I'll reward you for asking, and I'll give you what you want also. If only we know our deen. How beautiful deen is. We fall in love with Allah. Salah will become enjoyable. Don't become a burden anymore. So our deen is beautiful. To put our head down to Allah is beautiful. To bring the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our homes is beautiful. To bring the sunnah in our home is beautiful. The life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, all designed by Allah. All design, that is our brand name till Qiyamah. Our brand name is the proudly South African, proudly Ummati. I belong to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm proud to be His Ummati. Allah's fazl karam upon me. Allah made me His Ummati, not to follow anybody else. Allah made Him my Imam and I am the Imam of the people. Not that after Fajr or early in the morning that the dog becomes my Imam. My Imam is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We are the people of eyes, of seeing. We're not the blind people. We are here to be the Imams and to show the people the way to Jannat. Not to follow anyone. This is dropping our status. Allah sent us as the Imams of the time to show the people the way to Allah. Not to follow anyone. We don't need to follow anyone. We have Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, divine, designed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the way he ate, the way he drank, the way he sat, everything designer. Eating with his three fingers, designed by Allah. One of our great ulama before had a dawood somewhere, and a person a bit influenced by Western culture. They're having meals together. So he asked for a fork and knife. And the senior alim is eating with his fingers. So he said, why don't you eat with a fork also? He said, I am eating with my fork. He says, I don't see it. He says, it is my fork. He said, my fork is better than yours. So how is that? He says, my fork, I know I washed it. You don't know whether yours is washed or not. I know I washed mine. Sometimes you just order it, you know whether they washed it, they wiped it, or how they wiped it, what kind of cloth it was also. Mine, I know I washed my fork. And your fork also won't tell you how hot the food is. Mine gives me the temperature already. Once you put it in your mouth, then you get burnt. And then he says, my fork is unlike yours. Yours sometimes hits your gums. Mine, I can maneuver it. I'm comfortable with it. It goes into my mouth. And then Allah has put some enzymes in my fork that assist my digestive system also. Yours doesn't have that. And then our ulama added one on. They say, your fork may be made in China. My fork designed by Allah. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mine is better than yours. And I'm getting reward to use my fork also. You're not getting reward for yours. They found beauty in eating in the sunnah way also. Sleeping in the sunnah way. Sitting and eating on the floor in the sunnah way. There was enjoyment in it. Our deen is only enjoyment. It's only fun. Everything designed by Allah. This is our designer brand. People want designer. We have design already. We don't need another designer. Allah is the designer. And this entire lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we call the sunnah, Allah preserves the entire syllabus for His beloved alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gave Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam different types of ni'mas and bounties that are outstanding. And all put together, packaged, Allah ta'ala gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. From the beginning till the end, from head to toe, Allah ta'ala declared that Ibrahim is my khalil, my friend. Musa alayhi salam, Safi, my chosen one. Isa alayhi salam, Ruh, the spirit of Allah. But you, Muhammad, you are my beloved. I've given you the beloved way of life. And tell your ummatul qiyamah, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love your creator who gave you everything, and he taught you how to love, he gave you a heart to love also. And if you don't learn to love Allah, if you don't learn to love the one that has given you everything, then understand, my dear brothers, that our love for our family is fake. The love for children is fake. The love for parents is fake because we don't know what is love. Once we learn the love of the one that gave us everything, now we know how to love them. And how much to love also. How to love and how much to love and how to love. This we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this we don't know how to love. Days of before, we don't like to say it, but just for our understanding, where they learn love from? Bulls and Boons. Archie comics. Inna lillah. That was love. Now it's Instagram. But you know it's fake. You know it? Like one person, one father told his son, you're looking for a girl. So he said, I want to get married. So what type of a girl are you looking for? Something out of this world. Must be a Lambi, Patri or Manjari. Tall, green-eyed and fair. You see, you're looking for a model. She'll model into your life out with her bags packed also. Look for a woman that knows how to love you. How to love you. Ulama say that how many of us make Isale Sawa for Khadija radiallahu anha? Allah reward our first mother of the Ummah. What love for Nabi Ali Salat. What khidmat she made. For 3 miles she would walk to Ghari Hira, to the Jabal al-Nur, the mountain of Nur, and climb the mountain to take food for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was 40, he was 25. Then when he was 40, how old she was? 55. What khidmat she was making. That was love. One person wrote an article, the love story of the time, Muhammad and Khadija alayhimus salatu was salam. They made it a love story. But that was muhabbat. When he got nubuwwat and he came zammiluni, what muhabbat she showed him. At that age, all his children she bore for him. He bore to all his children. Till the last one, the queen of Jannat, Fatima radiallahu anha. Eldest Zainab radiallahu anha. When Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was 40 years old, received nubuwwat, she was 10 years old. And how beautifully Hazrat Muhammad Yusuf explains in Hayat al-Sahaba, when Nabi alayhi salatu was salam on that day was absolutely tired. And the mushrikeen of Makkah tortured him. And they hurt him. And he was sitting on the floor, disheveled hair, dust in his beard. The Nabi of Allah. Then the riwayat says a beautiful young girl came running to him. A beautiful young girl came running to him with a bowl of water. And she rubbed his face with water. And she combed his beard. She said, "Oh my beloved father, for how long will you carry on like this? Look at your condition. Sitting on the floor in the sand, disheveled hair, clothes full of dust." When he was asked, "Who's this young girl?" That was Zainab radiallahu anha, the beautiful young girl, the eldest of them, 10 years old. And at that moment, Nabi Allah says, "Oh my beloved daughter, the time will come when the deen of your father will reach every baked and baked home. It will happen." But she didn't realize at that time, part of this divine plan will be her qurbani also. Nabi Allah wasn't behind in the qurbani, he was right in the front. He put his entire family in front to make the qurbani. For this beautiful deen of Allah to become alive. The qurbani she gave. Her two sisters were married to two brothers. And their father-in-law told the two sisters, told the sons, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has made hijrah. We tried every way to stop him, to hurt him. But then too he did not stop. So he commanded his two sons that we want you all to divorce his two daughters. Send them back home. Let's hurt him. And they divorced him. Imagine the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All because of my da'wat. Because of the deen of Allah. Then they went with his brother-in-law. They told him, divorce Zainab also. He said, "I love her, I can't divorce her." Hurt the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But he did not divorce her. But now her qurbani started also. Battle of Badr took place. And among the captives was her husband also, who came to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Son-in-law came against father-in-law. And the Nabi of Allah's daughter in his home. We can imagine, as fathers, you know what it is, my daughter. And the biggest joy, make Allah, just keep them happy. Just keep them happy. Nabi of Allah also had a heart. Want to see the happiness of his daughters also. He had the son-in-law coming against me. Now he is captured. And then the mashwara was made, what to do with the captives? Do we kill them? Take a ransom from them? Abu Bakr then gives the mashwara, or Nabi of Allah, let's take a ransom. Umar bin Khattab, he says, "No, we'll take out the sword for them. We'll kill all the captives, all the prisoners of war." Wahi came down. Revelation came down. Take the ransom. The news went out to Makkah Mukarramah. Send the ransom for the captives of Makkah. So the ransoms were collected. Then the time came for the son-in-law of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Who'll send the ransom for him? His ransom has also come. Then he gave the pouch to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Fallah opens the pouch. And the tears began to fall on his cheeks. Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He says, the necklace of my Khadija has been sent to me. My Zainab sent the necklace as a ransom for her husband. If you permit, I will return the ransom and set him free. O Nabi of Allah, if you are happy, we are happy. Qurbani upon Qurbani, the family was put first for this deen to come alive. The Nabi of Allah whispered in his ear something and told him. So Zainab hears that my husband is coming back. She's in love with him also. When he returns home and he enters the house, she sees his face. Is that the face of a loving husband? So she asks him, you look very disturbed. He said, yes, I am. What has happened? He thanks her, you released me, you sent the ransom. I come back with the ransom. It's a Khadija's necklace. What is the problem? When Nabi of Allah set me free, he told me, I'm setting you free on condition you send my Zainab to Medina Munawwara. I agree to it. Now you have to pack up. Hearts are torn. Hearts are torn. This is the daughter of who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What she must be going through. My father is far away. I am sitting here, all kuffar around me. I have children also. But the deen was beautiful. We knew how to love. We know the beauty of ibadat, the enjoyment of the deen of Allah. But qurbani is to be given. She packs up. But as she begins to leave, then the in-laws hear that she's leaving. And then they block her road. One of those wretched ones, then he injures her, drops her off the camel. This is royal blood, what we call royal blood. She gets injured. Later on, she aborts the child also, the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was my daughter or your daughter. We'll jump in the car already. How dare you? You can't leave like this openly, brazenly. She goes back home. Sometime later, finally, then she leaves quietly. She comes to Medina Munawwara, settles down. Where the Rawda Mubarak is, all her houses were there, her house is also there. And then some time later, her husband comes with an expedition. They're going on a business trip. Sahaba Ikram here, there's a caravan that is moving. Very valuable. They are valuables by them. Intercept them. And they loot them. It was jais at that time, permissible. Mali ghanimat, spoils of war without jihad. So they come back with it to Medina Munawwara. And that night, Hazrat Zainab hears a knock on the door. She asks, who is there? When he greets her, she understands and she realizes, this is the voice of my husband. After years, she's excited. What have you come for? Open the door quickly. She opens the door. And he comes into the house. She says, you are haram to come into the house. I will sit here by the door. What have you come for? He says, we've been looted. And I come to request you to ask Nabi Ali salatu salam to return our goods. She says, you sit here by the door. She goes into her chamber. The night comes out, the battle in her heart. The daughter of Nabi Ali salatu salam. What do I do? My husband is here. Muhabbat is still there. We're not divorced yet. Then the riwayat says that Fajr time, whole night she is restless. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam enters the masjid. He goes into the musalla. The iqamat is given. And as he raises his hands, as Zainab sticks her head into the masjid, she says, Ya Rasulullah, my husband is here. Nabi Fallah hears it and he starts the namaz. After salah, he turns around. Ya sahaba ikram, did you hear the voice of my Zainab? He says, yes, Rasulullah. We heard the voice of your Zainab. He goes to her. Oh, my beloved daughter, what has happened? Ya Rasulullah, he's here. What has he come for? They were looted. He wants the goods back. He was the Amir of his Jamaat. Nabi Fallah comes to Sahaba Ikram. My Zainab has made a request. Ya Rasulullah, what makes you happy makes us happy. He returns all the goods, he gets everything together. He goes distributed back to his people. And he says to them, that you regard me to be an honest person, loyal person. Yes, I make you witness. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Now when it is the home of Zainab, now he's beaming. He understands that finally, this is the love story. The deen of Allah was love. They united upon the love of Allah. The deen came with qurbani, came with sacrifice. And those long years of qurbani, today we are sitting here, the barakat of their qurbani. We are asked to make a little bit of qurbani. She's the daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We go into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The qurbani he made upon qurbani. Just a few incidents we'll mention because the days of Hajj. Musimul Hajj has begun. Today our Hajj, Allah forgive me, forgive all of us. Which package are you booking? When are you leaving? Which hotel in Mina? Got early booking, late checkout. That's our Hajj, Umrah. The Hajj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. 3 years da'wah was given secretly. 4th year, command came. First da'wah, O Nabi of Allah, make open i'lan now. Bima tu'mar, what have you been commanded, and turn away from the mushrikeen. Now give open da'wah. So 3 years, I finally opened da'wah. And now the gush began in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Nabi of Allah would go. The tribes would come for Hajj of Jahiliyyah. For 10 long years, he made gush in the plains of Hajj, from camp to camp. Banu Amir bin Sa'asa tribe he went to, Banu Abz tribe he went to, Banu Kinan tribe he went to. He would find out from his uncle where the tribes are. We'll go to them. Tribe to tribe he would go. May yansuruni, may yu'wini. Who will assist me? Who will give me asylum? Understand, my dear brothers. Take an aerial view. For the beloved of Allah, going like a beggar from camp to camp and asking them, please help me. Take me back home. May you weenie means who will take me back home? I can't live here anymore. The torture has become too much. The master of both the worlds, Allah made for him. And he is begging the makhluk, please take me back home. So that hatta ubaligha risalata rabbi. So that I may make the bligh of the message of my Rabb. Please take me back with you. 10 years begging the people. Begging the people that who will take me back home. Some tribe to tribe he went to. He went to Banu Abs tribe. There are many tribes incidents. He went to Banu Abs tribe. And there he gave them the da'wat. He gave them the da'wat, and among them was Maysara bin Masruq. He heard the da'wat. And he was taken aback. He heard the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the people said, we can't take him back. We are a weak. We are a weak clan. The Arabs will come against us. We take him back. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw his keenness. Took him one side after that. Gave him individual da'wat. From ijtima'i da'wat to individual da'wat. Infiradi da'wat. Speaks to him. He liked the da'wat. Ya Rasulullah, if I was strong enough, I would take you back home. But I can't take you back. Then Nabi of Allah leaves the camp. He leaves the camp and Abu Lahab behind him everywhere. And behind Nabi of Allah, he makes gestures to the people. He's majnoon. Don't listen to him. A'udhu billah. Is that well? Our idols have made jadu upon him. So Misara tells his people, after Hajj, we're going back. Let's go to Fadak. Let's pass Fadak. The Jews stay there. They have the scriptures. So they go to the Jews. And they ask them. A certain person came to our camp. He came on camelback and he gave us a da'wat. So they open the scriptures. And the rabbi begins to read. Rakib al-Jamal. The final Nabi will be riding a camel. He will suffice upon very little food. He will not be very tall, nor very short. His hair will not be very straight, nor very curly. His complexion will be fair with a bit of redness in it. His eyes will have streaks of redness within them. He'll be very handsome. And as he's reading this, Maysara is getting ecstatic. He came like this. He came on camelback, little food with him. That was his complexion, his height. That is the final Nabi. And the Jews say, if this was the person, then he was the person you should take with you back home. But we will be jealous of him. We will fight battles against him. But he will be the final Nabi. He turns to his elders in the clan, let's go back. He says, it's too late now. We go back home. Next year we'll pick him up. Next year we'll go. They never went back for Hajj. Maysara comes years later after the Hijrah to Medina Munawwara, enters the masjid, and he sees the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling at him. Say, Ya Rasulullah, you remember me, Maysara. When I was down and out that time, you heard my da'wat. Say, finally I've come, Ya Rasulullah. Come to accept Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome to you, welcome to you. Wa Nabi of Allah, those old elders of my clan, they left the world without Islam, what will be their destination? They are going to Jahannam. They didn't accept the da'wah. But Mubarak to those people after 10 years of da'wah, finally Nabi of Allah comes to Aqaba. For 10 long years. And they would tell him also after 10 or 9 years, that, oh Muhammad, how much longer are you going to come to us? You're wasting your time. We don't want to listen to you. And amongst those, the gush he was making, he comes to Aqaba in Mina, and he finds a tribe there, the Aus and Khazraj. Aus and Khazraj were two tribes of Medina Munawwara. They were two brothers that came from Yemen. They settled down in Yathrib, Medina Munawwara, and their family is Guru. So cousins, second cousins, third cousins, how come you're more talented? How come you've got more? And the fight began. Two families, Aus and Khazraj. They came for Hajj. Nabi of Allah sees them. He sits with them, gives them da'wat. And Mubarak to them, Abdullah bin Rawaha, Asa bin Zarara, Usay bin Hun, all these first Sahaba Ikram of the Ansar. Few of them were there. And they hear the da'wat. And they accept it. Second year they come again. Third year, they say, Ya Rasul, now you come to Medina Munawwara, we'll take care of you. Allah blessed them, they became the Ansar. So who is there, my dear brothers, who become the Ansar? To take this message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam back to our homes, back in our lives, to take the deen of Allah to our hearts, and to show love to the makhluq of Allah. Ulama say, if you want the love of Allah, then take care of the makhluq of Allah, the creation of Allah. Connect the Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, how can I become your beloved? Allah said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, make me beloved to the creation, you become my beloved. Go and tell them about me. Tell them about my beauty. Tell them about my rahmat. Tell them about my kindness. Tell them about my deen. Make me beloved to the makhluq. Go and talk about me to them and you'll become my beloved. So who is there, my dear brothers, to leave my home for a little while, to become the beloved of Allah? To leave my house which Allah gave me to sleep in the house of Allah. As appreciation, Ya Allah, you give me such a beautiful home. To leave the bed Allah gave me to sleep in a sleeping bag in the love of Allah. This is zakat of our homes. To leave my home as shukriya to Allah. Thanksgiving to Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me so much. I can sacrifice a little for the deen of Allah. Our ishtima is coming in Lodium, first, second and third. We'll go to the ishtima and see the environment of the ishtima, the gathering of all the Muslims. That was the mahol environment in Medina Munawwara, the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where people were speaking about deen. There was learning and teaching. Dhikr of Allah was taking place. Ibadah was taking place. Taking care of one another was taking place. Khidmat was taking place. So we go there, we get inspired. This is how my life should be. So who is there to give the names, inshallah? This is deen of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. Allah, I'm ready to take it back home with me. I'll become the Ansar and the help of the deen of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give our names, inshallah. Like how the Sahaba Ikram gave the names in Aqaba, we are ready to take the deen of Muhammad. We are ready to take Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll take the deen of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. What Allah had made for them, that Allah Ta'ala mentioned them in Quran, وَسَابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِ وَالْأَنصَارِ. They're the foreigners, the muhajir and ansar. The immigrants and the helpers of the deen of Allah. And we know we can't do it. Ya Allah, you teach me how to do it. Allah, you teach me. And Allah Ta'ala taught them, the Ansara. Well, today we speak about them. Who is there, inshallah? Whether it be 4 months, 40 days, 3 days. I'm ready to learn my deen. Starting from 3 days. Then I'll go for 40 days. Then I'll go for 4 months. Then my life will become deen. Then see what enjoyment in the deen of Allah. You also make some intention, inshallah. Make some niyat. These are the days of Hajj. These are the auspicious months and the Ashari Hurum. These are the holy months Allah Ta'ala has declared in Quran Sharif. The amal are multiplied, the rewards are multiplied. So I'll give him a name, inshallah. To make some niyat, inshallah. Kya tashkil hai mohan? Tashkil karo, inshallah. Ji, performance, where is the performance in the path of Allah? To learn the deen of Allah. Go to Pakistan, go to Bangladesh. We will learn the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today we find a non-Muslim, they're climbing mountains and they're proud of it, putting a flag there. So much of qurbani they're making. So much of qurbani. They're prepared to give their life also. Here we say not to give our life, to save our lives in the fire of Jahannam. Give for once in the path of Allah. Go learn the deen of Allah. See how our life will change, how beautiful our life will become. Allah accept, Allah accept. The ulama have taken all this sequence and tartib and pattern to give 4 months. Hafiz Muawiyah, mashallah. Allah accept. When we go out, we leave our families and our homes. When Karguzari came, that a person got inspired in the bayan, 4 months, 4 months. He went home, he told his wife, I'm going 4 months jamaat. Said, where are you going 4 months? You just stay here. You're not going anywhere. 4 months. And his children, who's to look after them? All your children. Now it became his children. When he said 4 months, it's his children. So he said quietly. He said quietly, come break the door and go. And a few weeks later, he comes home. He says, you know that contract I sent an application for in Dubai, it came through. 1 year contract. He says, oh, we're making dua for that. He says, you can go. These children, I'll look after them. My children, you carry on. 1 year Dubai, you can go. Bring the dirhams and the dollars. Yaqeen is incorrect. When I bring the amal into the home, that is the problem. When I bring the dirhams and the dollars and dinars, that is my children, you can go for 1 year, no problem. Where the yaqeen and the conviction is. Allah Ta'ala give us eyes of the heart. That we see where success is. Just to repeat or repeat what you mentioned, Jummah also, just for my own muzakara also. We had the Jamaat with us last night from Chicago. Brother is a professional from Pakistan, qualified, whatever qualification, now he's in Chicago practicing. So he says, when you were in varsity that time in Chicago, we heard certain professionals in our fraternity waiting for their pass to go to the US. And when the paperwork got done, then it became like a hubbub in the varsity. His papers came through. He's going to the US. And the way they will say it also, like he's got a nice ticket to Jannat. He's going. He's got a broader horizon now. He's going to the US. He said, we also had the thing. I'll also make it one day. He said, mine also came. And I made it to the US. Then I got involved in the effort of Da'wat. Started joining the Jamaats. Then I understood what success. So doing Gush in Chicago, knocked somebody's door, the youngster came there, made salam to him, no reply. What's your name, brother? He's a Muslim name. But he tells them, I'm not a Muslim. Not a Muslim, how come? He says, not a Muslim. His father comes out. He says, ask this old man, not a Muslim. Father just goes quiet. He says, ask father. Father is a Muslim. Father said, son is vocal. They learn to speak confidently. Father says, my fault. Originally from Pakistan, the subcontinent. I say, what happened? He said, my papers came through, came to the US. Got 2 jobs, working day and night. No time for the children. All my kids became murtad, lost the iman. Just for 1 card, they all lost the iman. He says, on the other side of it, during Gush in Pakistan, Sargoda, he says, there, the rebar, the local person taking me for Gush, everywhere whom I go to, they welcome him. Brother, come inside, man. I'm so happy to see you. He said, and I asked this rebar, this guide, what job you do? You must be a professional. Everybody loves you in this location. He said, no, but I ride a donkey cart. Do some transport, donkey cart. He said, I thought he was joking with me. He said, the next day I see him riding the donkey cart. I was surprised. So I asked him, how come people love you so much? He said, because of the deen of Allah. I started the effort of deen in the locality. I go meet the people, they love me because of that. So then he struck me. Then he struck me, what is success? Going to the US wasn't success. There the person lost his iman. He had nothing, he's got dunya there. He has got nothing of dunya, but he's got deen, he's got respect. He's successful. Allah give me the answer, give us understanding. Where Allah has kept the success in deen, the ishtima is to teach us also where our success is. Where we lost our road. Where we're supposed to be growing. Where we're supposed to be our children. Taking our wives and showing them the path to Allah. That is the road to success. Allah Ta'ala give us so many to make amal, make dua for the ishtima also. Allah Ta'ala make it a success. that every home speaks about it. Every baligh person goes to the ijtima, baligh male. They fix up it, Allah make it worldwide. Just to conclude, one example also, when Shaykh al-Hadith went to the US also, and then they denied him entry. They had him in one room under scrutiny and harassment. But he says, Mujadar, Mujadar nahi. I didn't say, I didn't fear for them. So he said, when Salah time came also, they had one guard overlooking him. So he says, I told that guard in broken English, he says, it's my prayer time, give me a prayer mat. He says, no, you can't pray. He says, I need to pray. So he got gabarat also. He said, I'm calling the big man. So he called the head of the department. He said, can I help you? He says, my prayer time, I need to pray. So he told that guard, get him a prayer mat quickly. He said, when they escorted me back to the plane deporting me, so he says, I had no nadama, no regret also. So he says, I told him with a big smile, what I came here for, to make gush and to connect people to Allah, what I came here for, I do the same thing back home with the intention of your country. For Allah, there's no borders. Allah will give hidayati also. I look gush in my locality, Allah will give hidayati also. So Allah has given such a deen, there's no boundaries. Effect of the ishtima, Allah Ta'ala make it worldwide also. Open our homes to it. We have to give Allah Ta'ala a gap little bit. A few hours we spend in the ishtima, spend one night. Give Allah a chance to give us hidayat also. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa aqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbi ighfir warhamna anta khairur rahimin. Rabbi ighfir warhamna anta khairur rahimin. Rabbi ighfir warhamna anta khairur rahimin. Allahumma hdina, Allahumma hdina, Allahumma hdina. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله give us hidayah oh my Allah give humanity hidayah oh my Allah make us a means of hidayah and guidance for mankind oh Kareem Rahim Allah Allah teach us oh my Allah guide us every breath of our life every step of our life oh my Allah guide us to your pleasure oh my Allah Keep us in your pleasure, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from your anger and your wrath, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us in the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Teach us every sunnah. Give us knowledge of every sunnah. Give us amal and action upon every sunnah. Give us love for every sunnah. Accept our health, our wealth, our time, our conveyances, our cars, our businesses, our homes for the khidmat of sunnah in the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, keep us upon the deen. Ya Allah, save us from kufr and shirk. Save our progenies, O my Allah. Shouldn't be one. Anyone in our progenies who is a kafir, who is a mushrik, who is a bid'ati, keep all up upon iman till qiyamah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Our children, our grandchildren, our progenies, O Mahila, should be, Ya Allah, let not be one mushrik in our progenies, not one kafir, O Mahila. Keep them upon deen Islam till the last breath, O Mahila, till qiyamah. Ya Allah, accept us with the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, keep us upon iman. Give us husn al-khatima. Ya Allah, keep us striving in your path, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept the ishtima. Make it a great success, O Mahila. You become happy, O Mahila. To Razi Hoja, O Kareem Rahim Allah. You become happy, O Mayallah. Ya Allah, let the effect spread worldwide, O Mayallah. Ya Allah, the devil of deen which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the ummat upon, the deen become alive in every locality, O Mayallah. The level of iman, of taqwa, the level of haya and modesty in every home, O Mayallah. Even the playing of Sahaba Ikram was deen in the gullies of Medina Munawwara. Ya Allah, let it become alive in our gullies, in our streets, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Every home is connected to the masjid. Every home is connected to your pleasure, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Let the deen become alive once again in every locality, O Mahiyallah. In every home is Quran tilawat. When there's da'wah taking place, O Mahiyallah. The dhikr taking place, O Mahiyallah. When there's khidmat taking place, O Mahiyallah. Let that environment become alive in every home of the world, Ya Allah. Till the day of Qiyamah. Make us a means of it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for this great bounty of ni'mat of iman, of Islam. Ya Allah, that you made our foreheads only for you and nobody else, O my Allah. That our heads bow down to you and nobody else, no superpower in the world, O my Allah. That we understand your qudrat, Ya Allah. We recognize your qudrat and your power. That we bow down only and only to you, O my Allah. We lead our lives as you want us to lead our lives, O Kareem Rahim Allah. And the day comes and we meet you, O my Allah. You're happy to meet us. We're happy to meet you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us love to meet you, O my Allah. And you love to meet us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. جزالله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين سبحان الله بحمد سبحان الله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله. Our Jamaat will be here inshallah till Sunday. Brothers are requested to come for the program, to take the Jamaat to meet brothers in the locality inshallah. With this movement in the locality, Allah's rahmat also moves in the locality. Barakat and Nusrat of Allah also moves in the locality. Allah Ta'ala accept inshallah. So Jamaat will be here tomorrow Fajr, tomorrow Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib till Sunday. Till Sunday what time? Till Sunday Zuhr inshallah. So wherever we can meet, we can pick up onto brothers, we have some family members, we have some acquaintances, some friends, we'll meet them. One mulaqat inshallah. We don't know whose heart will change. Allah Ta'ala accept inshallah. Jazakallah.